For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Today, we bring you a wide range of coverage. First up, Winston dons the hat of Harry J. Anslinger, our first drug czar, and gives us the official government truth.
Let's talk seriously about the drug war. Drug legalization advocates would have you believe that its purpose is to fill the prisons with Pink Floyd and Bob Marley fans. The truth is that the government must enforce drug laws because it is obligated to act in the interest of the common good. Every year we see report after report of citizens suing tobacco companies when their health begins to deteriorate. Tobacco continues to stay on the open market because it is part of our national heritage and embedded well within our culture. What rationalization will we use to excuse the deaths and disabilities caused by allowing potent, unregulated narcotics with addictive qualities to be readily available to the public? We fight the drug war not because we want to, but because we have to. And that is the official government truth.
Next, we hear from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and our reporter, Glenn Greenway. Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
Last week, Hamid Karzai was inaugurated as Afghanistan's first president and promptly declared jihad against poppies. However, a new confidential military assessment by Lieutenant General David Barnow, the top American commander in Afghanistan, warns that Afghan opium production and cultivation will continue to increase. Representative Mark Kirk, Illinois Republican, said Monday that Al-Qaeda is reaping $28 million a year from Afghan heroin sales. A Pentagon advisor on drug policy confirmed Representative Kirk's assertion and added that the U.S. knows individuals in Afghanistan who are responsible. Also on Monday, in Mansfield, Ohio, Crime Lab Director Anthony Tambasco spoke of the explosion of heroin use in his community. In the year 2000, he processed 2 heroin cases, but has processed 148 in the first 9 months of this year. On Friday, Pentagon officials announced that drug testing of U.S. forces serving in Afghanistan and Iraq is to be increased. This is Glenn Greenway reporting for the Drug Truth Network.
Please join us next week on the Cultural Baggage Show when our guest will be Donald McPherson. He's the Drug Policy Coordinator for the City of Vancouver, which now provides safe injection sites for heroin and cocaine users and provides crack pipes and support for crackheads. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.